Hello, Can't Not listeners. Mike here. Unfortunately, Vanya is feeling a little more than under the weather this week, so we're letting her take the time to get better. Fortunately, my friend Elise Castle and I had just recorded the first episode to reboot the other podcast I do, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City. In this episode, we talk about the new trailer and wonder about what the upcoming season of And Just Like That might end up concluding. So I'm going to present that here, and the rest of this will play like an episode of that podcast. Hopefully, Vanya and I will be back next week with a new Can't Not. I hope you enjoy this little detour. Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We're back. How exciting.
We are back. This is exciting for us and for you. You meaning the people listening.
Oh, we hope so. We hope so. Yeah. We're excited to be back. We've been kind of like waiting and biding our time. We didn't really have any inside scoop. So we've been waiting like the rest of you to find out when the series And Just Like That was coming back. And then when we saw the trailer, we thought, well, let's start putting out some content. Let's talk about it. So that's really what we're going to do today. We're just going to be talking about the trailer. Maybe we'll put a few other little things in there. And then we do have a fun announcement. We're going to announce the upcoming announcement. It's not going to be a full announcement, but a little hint at something to come.
Mike is doing what we millennials would have called vague booking right now, which is when you post a very vague thing on Facebook, like, oh, this happens again.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what's happened? Yeah. You can, I'm always here for you.
Just fishing yeah. for a... comments.
Yeah. Every time I put my heart out there, ... or like lyrics from a song, you know, like the Josie and the Pussycat soundtrack. There were some good ones on there I like to write on my live journal. Okay. Yeah. So there is a trailer or teaser, I guess.
What's the difference
between a teaser and a trailer?
I think they just call the first trailer a teaser. A teaser doesn't really give you a lot of indication as to what's going to actually happen. And I will say, as we go through this, it's a lot of flashes of like clothes and places, and you don't really get a whole lot of context.
You have no idea what's going on. I still don't know if like Mr. Big is dead.
You're the only one that isn't sure on that. Or maybe others aren't. Chime in if you're also unsure if he's not really there.
And something interesting, and I'm kind of like kicking myself that I didn't do it, is they were filming this like two blocks away from my apartment many times. And I never went, but I guess it's because I didn't find out until after they did it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny with some of the shows that I love that film in New York that, you know, there's a part of America, this isn't a TV show, this was the film, but the recent movie of West Side Story, that literally there's a segment of The Number America that filmed like two blocks from my apartment, like just right down the street. And it's that thing where like, it would have been fun to like be near and see, but also, I don't know, I like the magic of just watching something and being like, this is all brand new to me.
You're like in your kitchen cooking eggs and you look and there's like a dancer swinging from your fire escape doing like
exactly.
a batma. You're like, oh.
This teaser trailer, we just sort of open on Central Park, and I don't want to start with hate, but I hate those new tall, skinny buildings that are in the Manhattan skyline.
Are you body shaming them?
No, maybe I'm just jealous.
Okay. Why do you hate them? You just don't like...
They just feel like eyesores to me. And I'm talking about like there's like only three of them. There aren't that many, but they're those... They look like... You know what they look like? They look like this.
Oh, no, Mike's giving me the middle finger.
Yeah, that's what they look like to me. Like, they're giving me the middle finger. I'm not a fan.
Mike has, he is emotionally connected to buildings. He'll often text me with, like, a picture of a building, and it's like, this makes me uncomfortable.
It's strange. It's a weird thing about me. I have a weird, I don't know what it is, like, emotional attachment to buildings in New York especially, but I suppose other places where like they make me feel things. Maybe I should be an architect.
Yeah, or maybe you were an architect in a past life, or maybe you were a building.
I was
you were a Gilded Age mansion that got torn down,
or I was the previously torn down Penn Station. Maybe
the whole thing. That's a little less glamorous than...
Oh, it's fine. I'm a train station. That's all right. I'll take it.
Not anymore, Mike.
And we start out like, you know, if you're lucky, and we kind of get to like, you know, counting on your closest friends. And we have a restaurant montage.
Mm-hmm. I love Carrie's shoes. They like.
I love her shoes. I love her hair. I like that we're in like the wild Carrie hair. That's always my favorite.
Yeah, they're in a restaurant. I don't know where they are. She does probably, we don't see her doing this, but I'm assuming she has asked the server for a tiny purse stool, which...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Listen, when you know better, you do better. So I'm just letting everyone know, in case you don't already know, this is annoying. Don't ask for a chair for your bag. They have those little clips that go on the mm-hmm. side of a table. If you're that concerned with it, invest in that. Keep it in your bag. That way you always have it with you. But someone's going to eventually need that chair, you know, and then it's just awkward. You're just making it awkward for others.
Well, and you're also making it awkward for your friends at the table, because most tables that seat four people in New York City seat four people. So correct. You have now pulled up a chair for your purse, and the person next to you is uncomfortable because the purse is there.
Also, like, they probably have a purse too. Should every single person in the restaurant get an extra chair for their bag? I understand that you might look around and go like, well, there's an extra chair there. But if everyone needs an extra chair for their purse, then there's no chairs left.
There are no chairs, and people are trying to get around, and your purse is just sitting there like it's the most important guest in the room. Do you want me to, like, notify the kitchen of your purse's arrival, Carrie? But that was like I want to know, does that restaurant have purse stools? Like, what is that tiny stool used for?
I was a little unsure, because it's not really a person chair. It's its own special little...
Is it a squatty potty? Like, you put your feet on it to properly poop?
And I suppose, you know, we'll talk about... Because we are very specific in that, like, we talked this before, we don't hate watch. Like, we're not here to complain about things. We're not here... Like, we are here to, like, take it in and comment. But... Here is what I can understand some people have an issue with Sex and the City and, you know, and Just Like That as we change into this new series. There are certain aspects of it that take, let's just go ahead and say, annoying privileged acts and sort of turns them into like ha-ha moments.
Mm.
And I do understand where some people take issue with these wealthy, privileged ladies doing things that are kind of annoying, but it plays for like a, oh, isn't that just so Carrie?
Yeah, and I think, however, I read something, and I don't remember what I read. It could have been a series of things. When the new Gossip Girl came out, that people were saying one of the things that people liked about Gossip Girl was that it was this world that no one could be a part of, except for, like, you know, Penn Badgley and his sister, Taylor Mom. They're all made up names.
Every single person on that show had a made up name.
Well, that's their real names.
I don't believe it.
Penn Badgley and Taylor Momsen, I think.
Nope,
their characters were names. Jenny. Was it Jenny? Yeah. Jenny and Dan Humphries were their character in the show. I guess everyone does have like
every single names. Actor on that show had a fake. Like every single person on that show sounds like they made up their name. They all took like the name of their favorite avenue and
their first pet.
Exactly.
No, so people were saying that what they think that what they tried to do, which is important, is like make the world more accessible, make it, you know, something that everyone could be a part of and that no one would look at and be like, oh, that's only for a certain elite group of people. But then there were the people that were like, yeah, but it was kind of fun watching these world that I know I'll never be a part of.
It's tough, and it's a fine line, because I do think that one of the things that this series does pretty well is
Now, I do think what was important, sorry, that Gossip Girl did for the next season and Just Like That is doing is not limiting who's allowed to be the elite people. You know, like who's allowed to be these people with money and these fabulous lives. They're not making it just like a bunch of white people that are able to do that. So I do think that's important. I just think that Carrie's just gonna, I mean, I feel like Carrie would want, it wouldn't matter how expensive her purse was, she'd probably want a stool for it.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about this one little moment for a long time, right. But the other thing that I do think the series tends to do is they do sort of call themselves out on these moments. So once again, we're just talking about a trailer. Who knows what's going to actually happen in the series? It's the thing that I kind of bumped upon while watching it. We see all the previous regulars. We have a little montage of the restaurants, and we kind of see the whole gang's back. And we have Carrie is still in her old apartment, and Miranda has red hair again.
Mm-hmm. Miranda has red hair. We see that. I like how much Anthony is involved still. I like that he's kind of claimed his spot. I don't know if he's whose spot he's taking, or, you know, of course I did miss Stanford. I was like, oh yeah, that's not gonna happen. I was kind of wondering if something was going to happen with Miranda and Naya, but I guess not, because she talks about her and Che.
Well, yeah, it takes a while to get there. I will say that, first of all, I think that Miranda looks great, and she has like that like deep, I can't tell if it's blue or if it's purple, but it's a beautiful, she has a dress on it, but I can't tell where she is. I couldn't place, like, I don't know if she's in her old home. I don't know for sure. We have a quick, and I wrote Charlotte and Rose, and I'm not trying to misname, but it still says Rose on IMDb. So Charlotte and Rose, or Charlotte and Rock, not sure what name we're going to go with this season. They're in the kitchen. We have Naya reading Who's Black and Why, which is by Andrew Curran and Henry Louis Gates Jr. And I think maybe she's single? Like, maybe?
Well, that was my question. And I guess maybe she is single, and maybe her and Miranda will experiment in the kitchen, where Miranda likes to do most of her experimental work. Yeah, I did notice that with Rose Rock in the kitchen, which I like that they had that moment. It lets us know that, you know, they're doing okay. And
yeah. And Lily is ready to lose her virginity,
which is just a weird thing, I think, for anyone ever to just announce to their parents and their mother's wedding planner. You know, I'm not sure.
I agree, except I kind of like it. I don't know. It's a moment that I can't imagine happening in real life. Mm-hmm. But I sort of love the idea of this girl being secure enough to be like, hi, mom and dad and wedding planner. Like, this is where I am right now. And it's hard to do the math. I was trying to kind of figure out how old she would be. She certainly would be at least 16, maybe 17.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I think, right, like, I wish I had the confidence / courage to have had any sort of conversation remotely like that with my parents even now. But it was just a very interesting moment. I'd love to see how, I mean, I can already picture how Charlotte's going to respond. You know, she'd be like, well, okay, let's, Harry, this is very important right now. Hold on. And then Anthony will be like, you haven't already? And then she'll be like, Anthony, this is a very important thing. Okay, and then she gets all the books, and she sits her down, and then Lily just gets uncomfortable and leaves. And then Charlotte finds the used pregnancy test in Lily's Judith Lieber clutch. It all comes back to the purse, and there's Carrie's cell phone in there from the wedding as well, and it all comes back to Lily's purse.
It does feel like a real waste of resources that you're not just writing for the show.
Yeah. And then the purse is on a stool. And that's how it ends.
And then we find out that Lisa got the MILF list. There's a whole little conversation about, and I want to know who's making this list. I want to know who's putting this list together. I want to know who's distributing the list.
Like, why was she so excited to get it?
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Does she want to be on it?
Very, like, that's, mixed feelings about this,
like,
list.
Yeah, like, I'm like, that's kind of inappropriate, Lisa.
Like, yay, the teenage boys really want to boink me. I'm super excited. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little awkward. I mean, my school never had anything like this. I do remember my senior year, or my junior year, some girls like making like mean collages about another girl, and I didn't like that.
I feel like your school had a lot of drama.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of yeah, there wasn't a lot of drama. It was just like Glee before Glee, so I guess that's a lot of drama.
And yeah, we're halfway through before we get it. I it did feel conspicuous to me. I'm like, we haven't seen Che, we haven't heard anything about Che, but then we do have a Che mention.
I thought they really missed the opportunity for Che to be like, I'm Che Diaz, and just come out in that way. But
and Miranda's at a bookstore. I couldn't figure out what bookstore it was.
Okay, I am not 100% on this one, but I think it's the Strand that's on Columbus on the Upper West Side.
That is honestly what I thought, too. That was I've only been there a couple of times. That's what it looked like to me as well. So
because they have those tables.
Right.
In the middle, so that's kind of, they did have like a dangly Valentine's Day decoration, which is something that honestly Sex and the City has used before. They love an over-the-top dangly Valentine's Day decoration. There was that time where Carrie couldn't get up from the table because she kept hitting the waiter's angel wings.
So good. Yeah. So good. Carrie's been having exit out of grief sex with Franklin. So we do. Mm-hmm. I was also curious as to whether or not we were going to pick up with Franklin again. And we do. He's there. He's so hot. And then I think we have a flash of Oliver Hudson.
I don't know who this is.
So Oliver Hudson is, you know, son of Goldie Hawn. And I think, I actually don't know if Kurt Russell is.
So she, brother.
Kate Hudson's brother.
Okay.
He's also super nice to look at. But I can't, I think that's him, but he's not confirmed as a cast member anywhere. And I looked at his stuff.
What has he done before?
Oh, he was in a short-lived TV series with Jenna Fischer, I think it was, called like Splitting Up Together or something like that. He's an actor. He's done various TV and film.
All right. Congratulations,
Oliver. He's appeared
in
several of my fantasies.
Oh, wow.
And Jackie is here to tell us that men have feelings too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was like a non like Jackie thing to say.
Yeah. Well, I think that they sort of use him as like the absurd character to like, you know.
Do you think he's still married? Things.
I wonder. I'll be very, very curious to see. Once again, so many little things that I'm curious to see what happens.
Oh, there was also a moment, and I don't know if this is real, but there's a real or what this was, but there's a moment where Carrie's sitting surrounded by shoes and shoeboxes.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if maybe since Carrie is like a podcaster influencer, if like those were like gifts she got. I don't know why that crossed my mind, but I was thinking, oh, I wonder if Carrie gets like PR now.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see where, because we're going to get there eventually with her like speaking in front of a crowd.
Right.
Maybe getting an award. I don't know if she's getting an award. I don't know if she's just speaking. But yeah, I'm curious to see where.
Might be the Tonys.
It's a smaller room than that. But, you know, something like that. Yeah, life's too short not to try something new. And I think Seema and Kara are having Cosmos. It's a light pink drink that I see in this shot.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, good job. And we have a very large, fancy red dress. I think this is Charlotte, right? I think we've seen other pictures
It's very Met Gala.
Yeah, that's what we think it is. We'll be curious to find out if that's where she ends up.
But then we flash to an event that looks like maybe it's Bette Midler's Halloween.
Yeah, we're at a costume party. Well, first of all, Lizette is back. We have a brief shot of Carrie interacting with Lizette.
Yes,
so that's fun that character's
going to
be here.
I wonder what was happening.
Yeah. So she'll be somewhere in there. Yeah, we're at a costume party. And I do want to just take a moment. And I took a picture. We'll have to put it up. But a friend of mine through our friend Annabelle Scotland is, if you pause on the Halloween party, is perhaps the tallest Michael Jackson you've ever seen in your life. He's
Scotland.
In the shot. You can see him sort of, you can see him dancing in the background.
Scotland
so
is probably listening to this right now.
Mayhaps he is. Hey, Scotland, how's it going?
Hey,
congratulations
Scotland.
On being
look
in the
out
trailer.
For, we will put that on our,
yeah, we'll post it. It's funny because it's
on our Instagram.
He's very clearly there.
But I don't know why I thought that it was. Maybe because I'm picturing that's the Halloween party that these people would go to, is the one that Bette Midler throws every year. It's like her big charity gala.
Yeah, I do not have that inside information at this moment, but
no,
yeah,
but,
it does seem
but you
to
know
be
what
that
I'm
kind
talking
of
about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for okay. Sure.
I think it's called like Hulaween, which
yes,
would make
that,
sense because Bette Midler's
right.
From Hawaii.
And then, you know, we have that moment where the music kind of slows, the shots get a little bit longer, we have a cab pulling up,
and we have Isabella coming down from a tire.
Yeah. And then we turn around, and there's the moment we've been waiting for.
Aiden, and that, but we still don't know if it's a dream.
We don't know anything about it, and I'm certain they're messing with us. I am certain they've posted things just to throw us off the scent. And you know what? I'm fine with it. I don't need to know what it is until I see it.
Right.
Very happy for the surprise.
Probably what's going to happen is Aiden shows up, and Carrie says, "It's you," and then it snaps to her waking up in her bed, and Big rolls over and says, "Do you have a bad dream?" And then we realize that he didn't die either.
It's a where it all is taking place just after the first movie ended. Second movie didn't really happen. This has all been a very lengthy Newhart-esque dream.
Yeah.
They're all living inside of a snow globe. I'm giving a lot of random TV references.
Yeah,
right,
Mimi wakes up in the hospital. That's a Rent moment.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, no, I mean, Big is gone because...
Thank you.
Even if
at least
we
had a breakthrough.
Even if he was alive, we'd have to bring someone else to do the part.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. You know, show's coming back in June. They're pretty vague about that. We don't have a date. We don't have a day. We don't even know what day this will, you know, Sex and the City originally was a Sunday night show. And just like that, I think was a Thursday show. Right. So,
yeah, I mean,
we're going to wait and see.
Well, and one thing I did notice about this is the one thing Sex and the City / And Just Like That has done is they've. I feel like they read their reviews, you know, and like they take criticism and they even in the first season of this show, even though it had a lot of problems and people were like, okay, that's a bit much, they still took all the notes, I feel like, that people had throughout the years and tried to make it better in the sense of being more inclusive and talking about important issues. And yes, you know, maybe it was all done a little bit too much at once for some people. But I still think, even from watching this teaser trailer, that you can see where maybe they took some feedback they got from that. That was like, thank you, but can we actually try it this way or a little more realistic? And it seems like they have. It seems like they've kind of like, the energy just felt different. I don't know if you got that at all, but
I do. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier with the way that this show seems to function in my worry about the way they treat certain issues, is that I do think that they're aware of the issues that they bring up and that they bring upon themselves, and that they do try to address them. And once again, they did it very quickly in 10 episodes in the first season. And I don't actually know how many episodes. Right now on IMDb, it only has it as having a first and an eighth episode. Mm. So I don't know if that's indicating that it's going to be a shorter season. But I do think that they take the criticism. And I think that's a wise thing.
And they're not going to do it perfectly, because I don't know what any of us can do perfectly. But also what you were saying about, like, oh, these women doing these really ridiculous things and people saying like, oh, that's Carrie. I think that was the first season too. And I think women kind of looked at it as like an escape, you know? And I don't think that it's going to make women angry that they can't buy the Manola Blahniks, but I think it makes, at least with me and my friends, we were like, okay, well, let's go to DSW and get some fun shoes, or let's go to New York and pretend like we are living like Carrie Bradshaw.
And I think that, you know, it raises a couple of issues. One that we've definitely talked about before, and that we want everyone to be perfect, and not everyone is, no one's perfect. And we want Carrie to make the decisions we think we would make, but we don't always make the right decisions. And then sort of pair that with, this is just what the show is right now. Like, if you don't want to watch a show about privileged wealthy people, don't watch this TV series. You know,
everyone should watch Somebody Somewhere if they're looking for a great show.
For real, like, it's the balm. It's my Sunday night balm. I get through Succession and Barry, and then I'm like, all right, Somebody Somewhere, make me believe in humanity again.
I thought you just said it's the balm, and I was like, oh, we're bringing that back. Okay,
it is thebalm.com.
No, it's a great show. Yeah, I think that I'm looking forward to this season.
I am too. So this little episode we're doing here is just once again kind of like a hey, we're coming back kind of thing. So this is not an indication that we're coming back weekly, but when they announce the date that this new season is going to start, we will start up with some new material on a regular basis and have more to say about this teaser, which is just that we are, Elise and I are working on extra content. There is going to be another series coming out that we're going to be doing. Details to follow, but stay tuned, and we'll have more to say about that later.
Yay.
That was a dumb teaser, but just, you know, putting it out there. There is more coming.
Woo! I was going to plug Eric's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Eric is doing a podcast.
Our friend Eric has just started a new podcast with his friend John Flynn, and it's called Celebration.
It's the Celebration Celebration.
Yeah, so Mike's going to be a guest on it. So
I'm going to be on the third episode. Yeah, so they are kind of recapping and commenting on all of Madonna's tours. And you can see them all. I think that especially the early ones, I know at least the first, like the Virgin Tour, Who's That Girl, and Blonde Ambition, you can watch them all on YouTube. And they're fun. Like, they're great, even if you're not like a huge Madonna fan. Like, they're very entertaining.
No, I am not a huge Madonna fan.
About it.
Yeah, I'm not a Madonna fan at all, but I am an Eric Bernat fan. And I listened. I don't hate Madonna. I don't want people to start yelling at me. I didn't grow up.
She's your neighbor, after all.
I didn't grow up, like, listening to a lot of Madonna, but it's really interesting, and they're hilarious, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, and yeah. I just wanted to give a shout out to Celebration of the Celebration Tour. And their whole thing is that they're going to the Celebration Tour.
Yes.
Are you going to the Celebration Tour?
I am. I do have I was not able to get tickets when she's at Madison Square Garden, but I got tickets for Barclays Center. So it'll be a little bit into the tour, but I'm looking forward to that very, very much. I am a big Madonna fan.
Well, she'll be able to get her sea legs then.
Yeah, she'll be back in her best shape at that point. I think that she's always in her best shape.
Yeah, I don't think Madonna gets nervous anymore. However, Barbara Streisand always talked about having stage fright.
I think that Madonna still gets nervous. I think that, I mean, it fairly recently there was a tour where she said that she couldn't stop pooping.
Mike, do you think that diarrhea is the same as stage fright?
Well, but it's before she was going on a show.
Oh, okay.
It was like pre, you know, pre-concert.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all for now. We'll wrap this up.
Well, hold on. The most important part. Most important part. After watching this teaser trailer, I couldn't help but wonder, maybe Miranda and Che are in LA, or they're moving to LA, and that's what she said about taking the relationship to the next level.
So mine is similar, because I just couldn't help but wonder how much Che is going to be in this series. I'll be very curious to see what kind of presence they have in this new season.
The problem is that I like Che, and I love Sara Ramirez, and I don't fault them at all for the feedback that they've been getting about Che, because I feel like that they were just doing the best with what they were given. So maybe I hope that the writers give Che.
Yeah, I have a lot of love for Sara, and I'm happy for their presence on this show. As I stated, you know, in the previous season, I just didn't understand any of it.
Right.
I didn't understand what was happening with this relationship. It didn't make any sense to me. So I guess that's what I'm hoping for, is that I hope that there's a little bit of clarity.
I think that was a lot of like trying to fix a lot of mistakes from many years in 10 episodes.
Sure.
You know.
We shall see.
We shall
see. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye. We'll be back later. Bye. And just like that, we have new information. The new season will be starting up Thursday, June 22nd, and it looks like it will contain 11 episodes. So stay tuned in the next few weeks as Elise and I start creating new material and give more information on the other project we're working on. For now, follow us at We Couldn't Help But Wonder on Instagram. And please take the time to tell a friend about us and rate and review us. Every mention helps. We'll be back soon.
Feel free to cut out everything I said about Gossip Girl, because that was a rant that didn't really have a clear end.
No, I like it. I have my little setup here, but I like that you're just like holding your microphone. You're like, if you could just start crooning. You'd be like, oh,
I mean, my apartment right now is a disaster. I decided to make some like eggs and kale, and somehow it's everywhere. I don't know what happened. I have to clean that up. I have to clean everything up. And they're not going to do it perfectly, because I don't know what any of us can do perfectly, except I don't really have anything I can do perfectly.
That joke kind of petered.
Yeah, I was like really thinking of something, but nothing came to
me. It's gonna come. I'm gonna think of it. No, I'm not. It's over.
But what I do think is that I forgot. Great.
Well said. Well spoken.
Watch something like Succession.
Ugh.
That's like all Succession is about, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's just everyone's terrible. Oh. It's a really well-made show, but it hurts me.
Yeah, I think that I'm looking forward to this episode and this episode. I'm looking forward to this series. You're going to have a lot of outtakes. I'm looking forward to this season.